Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we will be discussing the readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2009.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert, and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, my soul. The God of Jacob keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow the Lord sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. Alleluia. A reading from the letter of St. James. My brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person in shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say, sit here, please, while you say to the poor one, stand there, or sit at my feet, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, he has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today it is Dawn. I'm back. And Father Mark.
Hello, Dawn, and everyone else.
I know, this is strange. Our listeners have had quite a variety of people in the last month. We all have busy schedules. Today, Father Brian had a very busy schedule amidst other things, working with some Boy Scouts doing a Mass, and so he's not able to join us today.
It's all right. I think we'll carry on without him.
I think we'll have to, but...
We will.
I don't know. I don't know if Father Brian was ever a Boy Scout. That would be an interesting question.
Don't know.
Were you ever a Boy Scout?
I was in Cub Scouts and in Weeblos, but I didn't go into Boy Scouts. So.
All right, then. I wasn't a Boy Scout either, so.
I can imagine that.
So with that lovely introduction, what did you think about today's readings, Father Mark?
Well, you know, the reading from the Gospel of Mark about Jesus healing the man who was deaf and mute is just a wonderful encounter of healing, you know, for this man. And what I really liked in the Gospel reading that drew me in was it says he took him off by himself away from the crowd. So Jesus did this in a very private setting with this man, this act of healing. And it really took me to my own experience of prayer and my own kind of private encounters with God. This past year, I've been doing the Ignatian exercises with a spiritual director, and many moments that I can remember where sitting in my own private prayer space and sitting with God and with Scripture, and just have had these moments where God does do the same kind of thing, you know, where he opens up my mind and my heart and my eyes and my senses to just, you know, new revelations about myself, which I think, you know, ultimately when we are learning more about ourselves, we learn about who God is, you know, because we are made in the image and likeness of God. So as we learn about ourselves, we learn about God. And as God opens up parts of us that may be closed or inhibited for certain reasons, it's just a wonderful epiphany, you know, for us, where we're opened up to another manifestation of God, and which I ultimately think this is God's way of, you know, showing love and life to each of us through these healing acts and these moments when we can spend time, you know, in private with God. I'm not taking anything away from our communal prayer and Eucharist. I think that certainly is what we is necessary for us. But our private prayer is very important, too, when we can sit with God and allow God to open up our minds and hearts and entire beings to his very life and love.
You know, one of the things you said about being made in the image and likeness of God, it sort of goes away from today's readings, but it sparked a memory in me that a few weeks ago, I was at a workshop, and the presenter was saying, you know, we're all made in the image of God, but my reflection of God is quite different than yours. I have a different, I guess, quote, face of God.
True.
And so each of us has a different image of God to present to the world, and we can choose to present that image, or we can choose to not, and to try and create something else for ourselves. And if I don't choose to show my image of God to the world, that image will never be seen again. No one else before or after me will have this image of God. And so I've been thinking a lot about that lately, and how important it is to be the person that God created us to be, and not to worry about, well, I'm not perfect here, I don't act like that person. And it's just been a real interesting meditation, sort of.
It is. And I think that you're right that we have such incredible depth and uniqueness to ourselves that we have this potential to really reveal God in our own uniqueness. Yet we're all human. We're all made in the image and likeness of God. But you're right. We all kind of display a unique. And I'll often use that in preaching at funerals or at weddings, you know, to talk about how we have this incredible ability to reveal a very unique aspect of God. And that's part of that's our call. You know,
right, yeah.
I have a quote that's hanging on my wall that I'm looking at right now in my office here that is from St. Irenaeus, who was around during, I believe, the second century. And it says, "The glory of God is the human person fully alive." And to think that that's who we're called to be, very fully alive. And this man who was deaf and mute now becomes more fully alive because of this wonderful act of mercy and love on the part of Jesus, you know, and how he becomes more fully alive through that. And it's not so much about, you know, a healing of the our senses, the outer senses, but it's so much about, you know, opening us up from the inside. Right. You know, maybe that's why this whole experience was done in private, because maybe the people would not have understood. They would have seen, you know, that this man now all of a sudden can hear with his ears and speak with his tongue. But yet the encounter means so much more than that. It's so much deeper than that, and how that is for us too, that it's our call to be fully alive, and it's not just about being able to hear or speak, but being able to hear and speak and see and smell and feel and touch the very presence and life of God in ourselves and in all of creation around us.
You know, I think about the people at the end of the gospel reading. It says they were exceedingly astonished. So here they are, they're seeing the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy that we hear in the first reading about the ears will be open and the mute will speak. And so I think I put myself in their place, and I think, I could totally see. I love it how they say exceedingly astonished. Like, there's not even words. It's more than being astonished. It's exceedingly astonished. And
exactly.
So I started thinking about one of the times that I might had a similar, and I don't know that I've ever been exceedingly astonished, but a lot of them involve times of, in my ministry, if we're praying with the kids and someone has just shared something that would be beyond their ability to understand, you just know that the Holy Spirit has worked through them or something like that, and I just stand there with my mouth open and just totally amazed at the work that God has done, things like that.
And I think you're right. Even in some of the experiences I've had with the Ignatian exercises this year too, that part of it for me is, gee, how do I describe this to another person? Well, you know what? There aren't any words to describe it. This is a very personal encounter for this deaf man with Christ. And the same thing for us. And maybe the experience is so personal that you're right. It's exceedingly astonishing and we can't describe it, but what we can do is live it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the call, you know.
I think it also, we can experience this in nature oftentimes, that it's, you know, a sunset or you go to the Grand Canyon or something that you just marvel when you recognize that human hands did not create this, that you're just amazed at the beauty, and you know, you could take a million pictures or have the best artist and they could never represent what you're seeing in front of you. That
true.
So I think we encounter that, and it's only when we take the time to reflect on that do we recognize it. It's easy to go through the day task by task, but unless you stop and you go away to the side and think about it. So
right.
So with that, I think that will wind up our podcast for today. We thank you for being with us, and we ask that you come again and join us next week on your Sunday Reader. Have a good week, and God bless.